Pacific Home, Phil Hendry.
And this is the Phil Hendry Show. My name is R.C. Collins, and I'm really happy to, we're really excited to be hosting the show tonight on behalf of Mr. Hendry. If you look on your, if you look on the Phil TV screen, my nose is itching a little bit.
Yeah, I noticed that.
My nose was itching a little bit, but it's okay. It's just that I don't know what it was, but something got into my nose. It's not, I'm not saying nothing bad or anything, but anyway, if you look on your Phil TV screen, you're going to see the girl. Her name's Colleen, and she's with the OMG Insider. And anyway, Watson froze the, he froze the frame during this report of this girl, so her mouth is shaped like she's all, and it's pretty funny if you look at it.
Yeah, I wanted to freeze it so her mouth was in such a way as to appear to be ready for a certain thing, let's say.
Yeah, and I think you did a, I think you did an outstanding job. It's really outstanding.
Thank you.
That you did, and if you look, she's sitting there, and she's definitely got the O face, and it's like, you know, she's all ready to receive it, you know? All right, let's get Commandant Wireman on the line here, the man we've been waiting for that we want to talk to and be a, just have him be a part of the show because he has been our commandant since the time that we signed up at Bradley Military Academy. Commandant Wireman, this is Cadet Collins, Cadet Watson. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, and thank you.
Commandant Wireman, you're one of the founding members of Bradley Military Academy, and you're also a military veteran yourself, sir. What did you want to put into Bradley Military Academy that would be applicable to today's cadets and the stuff that they got to do?
Well, Collins, and Cadet who?
Yes, sir, this is Cadet Watson.
Cadet Watson, yes. The thinking that went into Bradley, to be perfectly honest with you, was that we would assemble and understand, this is no disrespect intended to your parents, but we wanted to assemble the wealthiest parents that we possibly could who had the most at-risk kids. Now, understand, we are looking for very accomplished adults in their field to the point where they had a great deal a great deal of money, and they have children who are degenerates. You understand what I'm saying, Cadet?
Yes, sir, I do.
And you, Watson?
I believe so, sir.
All right, well, try to keep up with me, because what this means is the two of you were degenerate kids. Do you agree with that?
Yes, sir, I agree with that. I was a degenerate.
Yes, sir, most assuredly, sir.
And Cadet Watson, what were you a degenerate? Why would you say you were a degenerate?
The things I did to insects and to animals, sir.
Yeah, you did some pretty despicable things, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did.
Yes, and if it wasn't for Bradley Military Academy, you'd still be out there acting like an animal, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir, I would.
And now all you want to do is rip the head off of Michael Myers and crap down his neck, isn't that right?
Yes, sir, I do.
And all you want to do is find that Michael Myers, and you want to tear his manhood off, don't you?
Yes, sir, if he has any.
Yes, exactly right, if he has any. And if you find that Michael Myers, you want to send him to the nether reaches. Isn't that true, Cadet Collins?
Yes, sir, the nether reaches, sir.
Right. And when you do finally find him and send him to the nether reaches, you'll remove his head and you'll bring it to me on a platter, will you not?
Yes, sir, I will do that.
All right, and you learn that commitment, and you learn that execution, and you learn that desire and that loyalty to unit where?
I learned that, sir, at Bradley Military Academy.
Damn right. Very good. At ease.
Thanks, sir.
All right, you, Collins, where did we find you? What sewer did I pull you out of?
Yes, sir, I was a lousy, no-good, worthless goth kid, sir.
That's right. You were wearing a cape, weren't you? Wasn't that the effeminate thing you were doing?
Yes, sir, very effeminate, sir.
That's right. And when we found you, Cadet Collins, wearing your little cape and listening to that god-awful music, where were you?
I was in a railroad tunnel, sir.
And what were you doing in a railroad tunnel, Cadet Collins?
Sir, I was sacrificing a chicken to some unknown mystic god, sir.
Unknown mystic god. And was the chicken alive, or was the chicken dead?
It was a barbecued chicken service that was already dead.
So you didn't even know enough how to actually sacrifice an animal. That's how stupid you were when we found you. Isn't that correct?
Yes, sir. Stupid, sir.
Stupid? I mean as dumb as a bag full of hammerheads, right?
Dumb as a bag full of hammerheads. Yes, sir.
As stupid as a handful of Georgia clay.
Handful of Georgia clay, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. As dumb as a whole road in Texas.
Whole road in Texas. Yes, sir.
That's right. But when you came to Bradley Military Academy, we taught you the proper way of sacrificing an animal, and then we told you don't do it, didn't we?
Yes, sir. You taught me how to sacrifice an animal and tell me not to do it, sir.
That's right. And we even taught you how to stand at attention and take unending loads of crap from me and find out that that actually turns you into a man. We made you shut your mouth for a full 30 seconds for the first time in your life, didn't we, Cadet Collins?
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes, sir!
Right! And you, Watson, a lousy, stinking, rotten degenerate, abusing animals, taking your pants off in public, fooling around with little girls, turned you into a man, didn't we?
Yes, sir, I hope so, sir. I hope not to defame or otherwise disgrace Bad Military Academy, sir.
That's right. And you, Collins, some fruit, some little gay, queer kid with a hood and a cape, listening to Robert Smith and The Cure? Are you kidding me? Were you kidding?
No, sir, I was not kidding.
So you meant to offend me, didn't you?
No, sir, didn't mean to offend you at all, sir.
Well, then you're lying to me. Were you meaning to offend me, or were you actually meaning to sacrifice chickens and listen to goth music, or was it all a big joke?
No, sir, definitely had my head up my ass, sir.
That's right, you had your head up your ass. And who helped you pull your head out of your ass?
It was Bradley Military Academy, sir.
Are you crying?
Yes, sir.
Why?
I don't know, sir, because I'm a weakling, sir, because I need more training, sir.
You definitely need more training. When you're done with this gay radio show you're doing, you're going to get more PT than your ass has ever seen in its life, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, that was... You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
That was pretty tough. That's kind of how it goes at Bradley Military Academy, though. We got to make sure that we're tough and we're ready for war if our country ever goes down that path. We got to be ready.
Yeah, and that's Commandant Collins, or I mean, he was Cadet Wireman, and I'm...
He's all jacked up. Why don't you go sit down, man?
Yeah.
That's Cadet Collins all messed up. His mind's all running a bunch of different directions. You need to get yourself some hydration. Probably got to sit down and take a blow, you know?
Yeah.
Get yourself some water or something, man. See, that's the tough part right here. You got to find out if you're worth it, man. Find out if you can do it. Got to go and go and go and go and go and go some again. And you see there, Cadet Collins, man, he just, he almost broke right there. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm going to be okay.
But that's what Commandant Wireman teaches us.
What a baby. Let me have the... Okay, so it looks like Cadet Watson's messed up and everything. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Cadet Watson, a minute ago you was telling me to suck it up.
I know. I don't want to go to my mommy.
Your mommy? Ha, 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 ha. You kidding me? You're not going home to your mommy. Your mom's dead. Remember, you told me. You killed her.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I'll tell you, Bradley Military Academy did the job for me, and now, to pay back Bradley Military Academy... I want you to do the job for Phil Hendry by getting a backstage pass to the website philhendryshow.com. You can do that, can't you? Can't you just go over to the website and get a month subscription to philhendryshow.com just to show you're worth it, to show you're man and woman enough, can you? Huh, can you? Nah, you can't. I just took one good look at all of you, and you ain't got what it takes. But I do know you got a credit card. That's what it takes. So go to philhendryshow.com and get a backstage pass. And we'll come back, see whether Cadet Watson is, you know, manned up, find out whether or not Lloyd Bonafide going to come back on, sing another song, get Commandant Wireman on here, and maybe he'll say stuff that won't make us cry. We'll be back here on the Phil Hendry Show, on the Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our
Excuse
bitch.
Me.
The Phil Hendry Show.
Come on, man. Come on, cut it out.
I don't know.
We'll be right back.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
One of the great things about filling in on the Phil Hendry Show, and my name is R.C. Collins, by the way, in the middle here of our BSP-a-thon, I also got Cadet Watson here, and that was pretty interesting, pretty much being put through the ringer there by Commandant Wireman, but that's what it's all about. And we know that. We know that, you know, being at Bradley Military Academy and learning how to be soldiers for our country, that we're going to have to learn how to, you know, adapt and improvise and overcome, which is the three things that you got to know if you're going to be a soldier. You got to be able to aptitize. I got that wrong.
No, you got to overcome, you know.
Yeah, you got to overcome, you got to improvise, and you got to adapt. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, overcome, that's hard to remember. Overcome.
See, that's why you're going to PT tomorrow. They're going to give you PT tomorrow on account of that's tough for you to... See? That's why one of the things my good friend Cadet Watson, he is my best friend, but, man, you keep on doing it to the pooch like that, and they're going to be all over you like cold on ice, man.
Well, okay. Adapt, improvise, and overcome.
Yay! That's it. That's it, troop. You got it.
Roger.
All right, so, but one of the great things about doing a show here is we get to have on guys like Lloyd Bonafide and Commandant Wireman, too. And I want to get Lloyd Bonafide back on here because there's a very specific reason why I've decided to bring him front and center here on the BSP-a-thon of the Phil Hendry Show, and that's on account of this guy by the name of Kim Jong-un playing All-American Hero in a school production of Grease. And I don't know whether he's mocking our country or not, but you ever talk about a guy that's begging for it, this guy Kim Jong-un and his dad Kim Jong-il and his mom Kim Jong-zero ain't no more, you know, wiped from the face of the earth.
Yeah, that's how they call her.
Yeah, let's get Lloyd Bonafide on here. And sir, I know that your service to our country in Korea, you remember that. What do you think of what's going on in Korea right now?
Well, you know something, I'm glad you got me on the program, because I don't know how many times this subject of Korea has been coming up in the news, and I appreciate you young men bringing me on here, because you two guys are the first ones to understand how I feel about what's going on over in Korea, and I would love it if the United States government would give an old man just one more beautiful, wonderful gift. The gift of a plane ticket, just a plane ticket, that's all I want, and get me close to the border. Just get me close to a spot in the border where I won't be tracked by the North Koreans, and give me enough to eat for a couple of days, and then have a chopper waiting for me at a prearranged place to chopper me out to one of our vessels in the North China Sea, and that's all I ask. Those one, two, three, the furthest four things.
And what, sir, do you require all this? Why do you require all this? As if I need to ask the question.
Yeah.
See, you saw it coming, huh? You know exactly why I require it. Because I would love it. I'd love it if I could mount one final mission, a solo mission. And you know what, Uncle Sam? This one's on the house, because I love my country so dearly, and this one's on the house. There you go.
Right, but what are you, you know, just to spell it out, you want to get a one-way ticket.
No. I didn't say one-way ticket, no.
But no, I know, but I mean, well, you want a plane ticket to the border of Korea.
No. What I want is the plane ticket to Seoul, then I want transportation to the border.
Okay, yeah, you want a plane ticket to Seoul and transportation to a vulnerable spot?
Well, you said, yeah, you want it to an open spot in the border.
Yeah, just a place in the border that the North Koreans may not be monitoring as actively as they do others.
Okay, and then you want to...
Then I don't need anything for 2 days. All I want are 2 days worth of food and water. I want, all right, ammo. What do you mean? You guys knew what was up, didn't you?
Well, yes, sir. We kind of guessed, but we were just want to make sure.
Yeah, I want 2 days' worth of food and water, obviously ammo.
What kind of weapon would you want, sir?
Well, I'll tell you that you can't beat an RPG. Some kind of a rocket-propelled grenade would be beautiful. It would be absolutely outstanding. But any kind of an automatic weapon, because I'll tell you, so let me just explain something to you. I plan on going and doing the job and then making my way to the chopper, and I'd like to meet the guy that's going to stop me.
Now, I understand, sir, that you are advanced in years being a Korean War veteran.
No, don't start with that.
Well, sir, it could be dangerous.
No, don't even go down that road, okay? Don't you even dare. I don't care how old you think I am. You know, let me have a care, because if Lloyd Bonafide has decided that you've got crosshairs on your back, Lloyd, if I put a target on your, excuse me for saying this, if I put a target on your rear end, then Lloyd Bonafide isn't, you can't stop me from getting to that. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, we're a little bit confused about what you just said.
Yes, sir, unless you were don't ask, don't tell, that's fine.
What?
Well, you said if you got a target on my butt.
Oh, what does that mean?
Was that don't ask, don't tell? They don't have don't ask, don't tell back then, did they?
Don't ask, don't tell? What are you guys asking me? Are you asking me?
You said you'd put a target on my butt.
I didn't say I'd put a target on your butt. I said I'd put a target on their ass, figuratively speaking, meaning them. What are you trying to say?
Well, you said, sir, that once you put a target on someone's butt, you can't be stopped until you get to it.
Yeah, that was worrisome to us.
And so you guys took that to mean I'm gay? You know, I got to tell you, if you two guys are an example of the United States military, if the United States military...
Sir, excuse me, sir, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but, sir, you did say that, didn't you?
Well, hold on for just a minute. You guys, don't you understand that when a guy says, I got a target on your ass, don't you know that he's talking about your whole body? He's not talking specifically about your ass?
Well, sir, this is Cadet Watson, sir.
Yeah, that's fine. What?
Well, I understand what you're saying, sir, but the way you said that was put in a non-traditional way, sir.
What do you mean non-traditional?
Well, you said that when you get a target on a guy's butt, nothing will keep you away from it.
I didn't say butt. I said ass, and there's a big difference. I could understand the fear that you have if I indeed had used the word butt. I didn't use the word butt. I used the word ass, which has a completely different meaning.
Well, we'd have to go back and listen to the tape, sir, and if you did use the word,
yes, what do you mean, go back and listen to the tape?
Well, if you did use that word, sir, then we are in the clear. If you didn't, we'd probably have to sit down and have another conversation about it.
Yeah, just to get everything straightened out, you know?
Look, pal, nothing needs to be straightened out. You know what? Both of you guys are, you're both flipped out. I don't know why I'm only saying that I want to go to Korea. Okay.
Yeah, but then you said you want to target Kim Jong-un's butt.
I didn't say butt. And you know what? Both of you guys are so stupid. This country's got no prayer, no chance at all. We won't survive for the...
Well, unfortunately, we did have to cut him off. And this is important, folks. Communication's important. This country's just gone through an internal debate, internal discussion, if you will, on the whole idea about gays in the military. I got no problem with that at all. No problem at all. And neither does Watson, right, Watson?
No, I mean, whatever the military asks of us in our country and who my comrades are going to be, if they're well-trained, they got my back in a battle and everything, that's good. But if somebody has decided they want to break into North Korea and they have an opportunity to eliminate one of the worst dictators we've ever seen, and all they want to do is put a big bullseye on the guy's bottom, and that, to me, conflicts with America's goals in that region.
That's exactly right, and that's exactly right. That's why we were saying, and I wouldn't even have said anything, but some people may think that we're kidding around. Some people may think we're being stupid and nitpicky, but I got to tell you something, just for me and for my comrades and other cadets at Bradley Military Academy, I want to know who I'm going to war with. And if a guy is more fixated on some dude's, you know, behind and not on the job at hand, you know?
Yeah, because everybody knows you're lucky if you just get 50% of the job done.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah. Hoorah.
Hoorah.
All right, we're going to be back. And that's a Marine thing, but we just did it too because it sounds cool. And we feel, you know, that we're not being disrespectful or anything. We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show. I'm R.C. Collins with Cadet Watson.
Hoorah. Hoorah.
And when that guy Henry gets back, I want to have a long conversation with him because, you know, he puts you two knuckleheads on the microphone. And
Phil Henry.
Everybody in the world famous Phil Henry Show. I'm R.C. Collins, and with me is Cadet Watson. And this is a BP or a BSP-a-thon is what it is. So we're here in a lot of ways to have you, I guess, be a BP or be a BSP.
Yeah, to be a BSP, to call up or do whatever, go to a website.
Yeah, go to, that's Cadet Watson, by the way. Say hello to everybody, Watson.
Yeah, hey.
And Cadet Watson, he wants to rip the head off of Michael Myers. I think that's pretty awesome. Tell me what you know. Well, first I want to tell everybody this is a BSP weekend, and go to website philhenryshow.com, get a BSP. You get to listen to all the archives, which you'll never get through. It'll be impossible. So actually, Phil Henry, if you think about it, Phil Henry's getting gypped because he's given away so much for only like $9.99 a month. It's like giving you a whole chocolate factory that you won't even be able to finish all the chocolate for like $2 or something.
Yeah, it's a pretty good way of looking at it. I mean, yeah, but even though that's what we're saying, Phil's getting gypped, but he don't think he is, and that's because you know, it's just kind of the way the man is, which I do admire that very greatly, but I would say that he is getting gypped.
Yeah, we think Phil's getting gypped. He should get more money, but hey, you know, that's not my job in this world. My job in this world is just go where they tell me to go and die where I'm supposed to die, if that's what I got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely know what you're saying there, and I just say, you know, Roger that, and Wilco and out.
Yeah, Roger Wilco. And yeah, my country sends me somewhere, and they tell me, hey, Cadet Collins, we want you to go over to Ganstanifan or whatever it's called. And that's where you're supposed to die. Okay, you got it. Yes, sir, Mr. President. Because that's my job. I go, I fight, and I die where my country tell me to.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to get Herb Sewell. Well, what were we going to talk about anyway? I forget what we was going to talk about. I think we were going to talk about... we were going to talk about Bradley Military Academy. I know that. And... Harry Potter, I forget. Oh, boy. Anyway, Herb Sewell is going to be on the phone with us. Mr. Sewell was arrested for molestation of kids and also rape. And, man, I'll tell you something right now. I don't even know how this guy got out of jail, but here he is, Herb Sewell, on the Phil Henry Show. And good evening, Mr. Sewell.
Good evening, R.C., and how are you, Cadet Watson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Sewell... you've been involved in a lot of really nasty stuff, and I got to ask you right now. I mean, how does it feel now? You look back on being involved in all that nasty stuff and everything, and how does it feel?
Well, to tell you the truth, R.C., the thing that I'm feeling more than anything right now is a bit of amusement coupled with a slight irritation from impatience. Because I'm listening to you, too, gentlemen, having the opportunity that you have to broadcast to countless thousands, if not millions of people, you know, and I'm listening to you foul it up, as I think you say in military jargon, to the point of incomprehension. You know what I mean by incomprehension? In other words, I can't make head nor tail out of what it is you're saying, the two of you sound like almost unspeakable half-wits. Do you understand what I'm saying?
When you say that you're incomprehensible...
No. I didn't say I am. I said that the two of you are incomprehensible to the point of being incomprehensible half-wits or dim-wits. You understand? So that if you needed it, it would not shock me at all that someone came up from behind you with a wheelchair and just pushed you into it, and you would slump forward and they'd take you off for your gruel. You see what I'm saying? So in other words, what I'm talking about is you're almost putting on the impersonation of a functional human being, but you, in point of fact, are not.
Well, that's a lot of big words. I'll let Watson comment. Watson, what do you think?
I agree, Ms. Sewell, that you use great, you know, vocabulary and everything with the things you say.
Yes.
It sounds like you're taking, and I could be wrong, you're taking exception to something we said.
Well, yes, I am taking exception to everything you said. I'm taking exception to the fact that you're alive. If you understand what I'm saying, I'm taking exception to the fact that you live, that you breathe, that you are taking up oxygen that I would like to have. You know what I'm saying? So, in other words, I'm trying. You are an abomination. You're an insult to the idea of creation. You're an insult to the very idea of life on this planet. You see what I'm saying? R.C. Is that your name, R.C. or R.P.? I heard the other gentleman say R.P.
No, sir. My name's R.C.
R.C. You certainly understand. The other one, this Watson, sounds like a clumsy Luddite, just a lummox. You sound like he couldn't put two apples together and make a strudel. You know, that's what my mother used to say. So you understand what I'm saying, right?
Sir, I think I understand the gist of what you're saying is that you feel the show could be better.
No, I'm not saying anything about your bloody show. I don't care about your show. I haven't listened to your show. I listened to 2 minutes of it. I felt myself beginning to retch. I turned it off, and I turned it on with 5 minutes to go before this interview started. And again, I felt the retching. And in point of fact, I think I actually tasted throw-up in the back of my mouth. And finally, I got on the air. No, it's not the show. The show already reeks. The show already smells of death. The show already smells of dirty feet. You understand? Like mushroom fertilizer, you see?
Well, sir, let me interrupt you here for just a minute, sir. We have freedom of speech in this country, and I think you should allow us to have that, sir.
Yes, I'm allowing you to have it. I'm not saying, I'm just telling you that the two of you, you can have your freedom of speech, you see? Yeah, I'm not saying you should have your freedom of speech. They have your freedom of speech. If you didn't have your freedom of speech, I never would have found out what two caterwauling, blazingly, gloriously bright boneheads you are. You see, you are lighting up the sky with the brilliance of your half-wit presentation here tonight, you see. You are, to me, you are magnificence personified when it comes to the low level of evolution reached by your ancestors to eventually come to the point some dead sprig on the side of an otherwise very healthy tree that your family was made evident to the rest of the race, and when it should have died out and could have died out, produced you two blithering idiots, and you are now in a military academy. And one can only hope that once you learn your skill in the military academy, you go out into the field of action, as MacArthur said, on other fields, on other days, bear the fruits of victory, and I hope it does bear the fruits of victory, except for two instances where they plug you in the ground, with a cross or a Star of David, with your helmet, whatever it is you like. The two of you die, in the field of battle, for your country. Very early, very soon, so you don't mess up anything else. Do you understand what I'm saying to you now? Finally!
Well, I think it's very well pointed out, sir, that you have a difference of opinion with us. And I know Watson wanted it.
No, what are you talking about?
Well, I think what we're saying, sir, is that the freedom of speech, it works two ways. You have a freedom, we get a freedom too, our speech, your speech. You put it together, you got a great country. And even though we're soldiers...
Listening to what I'm saying? Are you two idiots listening to what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, we are listening, and we're taking it in, and we're you know, what's the word?
We're collating.
Yeah, we're collating it.
What do you mean collating? Well, there's nothing to collate. Well, how do you collate one word? Jackass. Jackass. That's actually one word. How do you collate that?
Well, sir, I think you can collate a lot into even a negative appraisal of the one that you just given us, you know?
Yeah, because we have been taught. No.
No, you've been taught. You would have, if you were a teacher, you haven't been taught. But if you were bright, you'd be taught. But if you were teachers, you'd teach. Do you understand?
Well, no, I think you missed my point. We're students.
And no, I know you're students. If you're students, you know what? I know what's going on here.
Sir, we let you say what you want to say. Now we get to say what we say.
Was that English that you just spoke there? I'm sorry, I wasn't.
Yes, sir, it very much was English. And what we're saying is, well, you're entitled to your assessment, and it is, yes, sir, decidedly negative of our presentation. We do appreciate the fact that you are giving us a constructive criticism and that we can move forward with that. And we do take that as encouragement, and we thank you for that, even though much of what you've said, of course, you've found fault with.
Yeah, and I just say one more thing here, Dr. Sewage, or Sewage.
No, my name isn't Sewage. Are you doing that on purpose? My name isn't Sewage. My name is Sewell.
Yeah, Dr. Sewell.
And I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor.
Okay, it's a professor?
No, it's Mr. Sewell. I'm Herb Sewell. I'm not a professor. I'm not a doctor. I was in an institution. You understand?
Yes, sir. You worked at a mental hospital is what you said.
No, I didn't work there. I was in there. I was a patient there. I was an inmate there.
Okay, so you worked on one of the wards?
No, I didn't work. Are you two guys kidding? I didn't work on the ward. I didn't work there at all. I was a nut! I was a nut! All right, you understand? I was in the mental hospital as a patient, as an inmate. I was given electroshock. I was given insulin shock. Oh! Oh, I hate you!
All right, sir, I understand. And, well, those are some distinguished credentials, sir. There's no question about it.
That's absolutely correct. And we do appreciate it tonight, Dr. Sewell.
You know, the two of you, really. I. Good night. Good night.
And good night very much, sir.
Yeah, so you really are hanging up on me.
And that was Dr. Sewell. Did he want us to hang up on him?
Well, he said he did say good night.
He did. And so that's something we learned at Bradley Military Academy and everything like that, where we're told, you know, take the constructive criticism, take the good with the bad is what they say.
That's exactly right, and that's how you adapt and overcome and improvise when you are no good at it.
All right, so we're going to be back with more guests on this BSP-a-thon here on the Phil Henry Show. Get a backstage pass. Okay, we're going to have Justin McElroy's going to come back. Margaret Gray said she's going to come back, sing another song. David Hall is going to be back too. And just a lot of stuff, too.
On a Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
Yeah.
The Phil Henry Show.
Were you guys screwing with me? Because I'm...
Well, I mean, you get an opinion.
Got an opinion.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back on the Phil Henry Show. My name is R.C. Collins, and with me is Cadet Watson. And we're from Bradley Military Academy, but we also are big fans of the Phil Henry Show, and we were very, very much honored when Mr. Henry asked us to be the hosts on the show. And to guest host on this night of all nights on a BSP-a-thon. And Margaret Gray, who had been on the program earlier, we had a bit of a dust up with her, and I do blame myself. I mean, we did not intend to offend her, but I guess she was, you know.
Well, I think it was probably something she felt she was justified, where she would not ask to be the host on the show, you know.
Well, Roger that. And I think she's been around long enough where she did deserve to be the host on the show. And we certainly weren't going to be, you know, I just think that she's, you know, probably was right about that. So get Margaret on the phone here. And Margaret, I know you went home. Are you still on your way home?
Yes, I am. And that was very gracious of the two of you young men to say that I did deserve to be the guest host this evening. I appreciate that very much, Archie. The other thing that I would say is that I've had a change of thought. I think I probably was very angry, and I let that come out. And I do apologize to the young man, Cadet Watson, for being inappropriate with him.
What did you do? And by the way, ma'am, my name is R.C. It's okay.
It's R.C. That's right. R.C. It's not R.G.
No, ma'am. What you want to talk about that, Watson?
Well, there was no impropriety, ma'am. You commented on the cut of my slacks, and they were laid over in a fashion so as to be able to see the evidence of how I was feeling.
Yes, and I made a very vulgar comment, and I apologize, but women are susceptible to those things as well.
Yes, ma'am, I can understand that.
Well, so are you talking about the slacks, your cadet uniform right now?
Well, yeah. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I thought maybe you changed into a pair of shorts or...
No, I did not change into no shorts. I was wearing my cadet slacks.
And you were commenting, ma'am, on how the slacks bunch up in the crotch area?
Yes, I was commenting on, I don't know if they bunch up, but I don't really want to get specific.
I think you know what she's talking about.
Well, no, I don't. I mean, if we're going to get down to it, because this is the first I'm hearing about it, and it's a little, you know, kind of makes me feel kind of weird.
What?
Well, she's talking about how your pants, you know, showed everything. What about me?
I didn't want to get into that with you, but unfortunately, there's a big difference between the two of you, and...
Okay, so in other words, you saw his slacks and the elevation change, but with mine...
There was almost a valley there.
Yeah, well, that's not fair, and I don't think that's very polite.
I'm sorry, R.C., I didn't mean to be impolite. But I didn't even want to bring it up. But I did want to apologize to Watson for noticing the very obvious, the evidence that resided in the slack area, in the left slack.
The left slack, okay.
Well, yeah, you probably see it on a video cone.
On the video cone? It's not called a video cone.
It's called the video cast.
Oh, okay, I apologize. What was a video cone?
The video cone is another thing they use. I'm not exactly sure.
No, there's no such thing as a video cone. Can I get to my song?
Okay, ma'am, but I just wanted you to know that I felt a little bit maybe cut out of the assessment by you saying that instead of my slacks giving it up, there's like a depression there.
There was a bit of a depression, a valley, where you expect to see something. It just went into a very obvious trench.
Well, maybe you're wearing your pants. Are those the pants you usually wear?
Yeah, they're off the rack. That's probably, you probably have yours tailored, don't you?
No, I do not. No, I do not. At this time, I can say no, I do not.
Okay, well, I don't believe that.
Well, you two can fight that out.
Why don't you believe that?
Because I think you know, your parents have your slacks tailored to tuck up. And my dad doesn't think of that. He just goes, here, it's off the rack, wear it like that. And you wear off-the-rack pants, and you look like a dork, way, way down dork. You're way down dork highway.
Well, dude, you may be way down dork highway, but, you know, you got there on your own wheels. I mean, you know, I sure didn't ride down there with me.
I don't know if that's true.
What is dork highway?
Excuse me, ma'am. Just a minute, ma'am. I don't know if that's true. I mean, you've taken me down dork highway.
No, no, man, that was your wheels. I've never been on dork highway.
Yeah.
May I...
Yes, Margaret Gray's going to sing now, everybody. And this is called what, Margaret?
This is a song from my youth, and I thought I'd bring this instead of You Only Live Twice. I thought that I would sing a song that reminds me of my youth.
Well, ma'am, could you hold on for a minute? I apologize. We've got David G. Hall who's just called up, and he want to come on. Yes, Mr. Hall, how are you doing? This is R.C. Collins, Cadet Watson, and Margaret Gray.
Yeah, listen, I'm listening. Margaret, how are you?
I'm fine.
I apologize, but I was sitting and we were on our way to dinner, Brandy and I heard, Margaret, you're talking about what a guy's got in his pants. We can't do that.
No, I did not say what it was. All I talked about was the cut of the slack.
I understand, but my imagination gets triggered. And I could see that Brandy was listening extra close to the radio. And when she does that, and her attention is not on me, as it usually is, I know something's up.
Look, at all I was saying was that Cadet Watson had taken my attention because his slacks were not laying evenly, and then I realized what it was.
I know what you're talking about. And then you talked about Collins, and you said something else that might actually some guys may relate to, that there was a trench.
Well, I can't lie.
We cannot talk about it. You guys talking about pants, slacks, and stuff that's in them is not making me feel secure when it comes to being licensed by the FCC. Now, as you know, I don't, and neither one of you guys knows this, but Phil knows this wherever he is, I don't have enough money to pay the FCC to make sure that we get licensed. There's certain envelopes that you got to pass around.
Well, excuse me, I know Phil wouldn't want you to say this. I need to sing my song.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, we got to take a break, Ms. Gray.
What?
We got to take a break.
The two of you, are you mother and son? Because you sounded...
We'll be right back here at Phil Henry Show, and we'll be right back on a BSP-a-thon.
Yeah, go to the website and get a BSP through the Phil Henry website.
Yeah, because even if you're on the website, you still don't have the full access.
Yeah, it's Phil like having slacks with a trench.